Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Unpack That Bag, where I help you to carry what matters most. It's your host, Maya Danielle. And as always, I am so excited to be here today. If you have not already, go ahead and like, comment on this video about how excited you are, because I know you're excited, and subscribe to my channel. I would love to have you over here joining us in unpacking all this stuff that's not working for us. Okay, let's hop into today's topic. Are you ready to date? Do you think that you're ready to date? Or are you just lonely? Are you both? Let's talk about it. A lot of us, I won't say a lot of people, look at dating, I feel like, in a very like kind of just laissez-faire type of way. That's the best way I think I could put it. It's like, yeah, I'll date if I want to date, and if not, I don't. And it's just like this very like kind of just out there idea of dating. And most people, as humans, we do crave connection. We do crave intimacy. And so, yeah, if you ask the typical person, like, if they are open to dating, they'll say, yeah, like, I'm open to it, but I'm not really trying anything. If it comes, it comes. And how that goes. And I feel like also a lot of people jump into dating with this same ideology. It's like, if it happens, it happens. I'll just go with the flow. And truthfully, I'll say, like, we have to be more intentional. You have to be more intentional about going about dating, in my opinion, because dating is serious. Like, anytime that you involve yourself with somebody else in any type of relationship, you are now having to consider the life of somebody else, right? And not saying that and to be like too serious, but you do, right? And so there was a topic on Twitter, I think maybe 2 days ago I saw, and it was like around the idea of ghosting, and somebody maybe tweeted like, sometimes like it's okay to ghost somebody if you're not feeling it or you're just not ready, blah blah. And no, I think again, when we talk about intentional dating, it's important that you realize you are dating, you are interacting with another human being. You cannot do things that are harmful to other human beings because you are not ready to hold on, to address things within yourself, right? And so it goes back to this question, is like, am I ready to date or am I just lonely? And if you get out here thinking that you're ready to date and you're not intentional about really understanding if you are, that's how you end up hurting people. You get out here and you realize maybe it's too much, you ghost somebody. Now that person is having to figure out what the heck they did wrong, and they going down this really. Let's start using our minds and our brains and having some empathy and understanding that, if we're going to date, even if your idea is that you want to date, but date not for marriage, or you don't want to date to be monogamous, but being intentional about the way that you're dating. So if you are dating for fun, like you're just trying to have some fun, you're genuinely just trying to have some fun, then making sure that the people that you are dating align with that, right? And so, let's talk about it. Am I ready to date or am I just lonely? What does healthy connection even look like or feel like? And if your idea is like, I'm gonna go out here, I'm gonna be intentional about dating because I want to find my person, right? And so does that desire for connection, does it come from boredom, right? Does it come from loneliness? Does it come from saying, okay, I actually, am ready to put myself out there to experience love, to experience connection, to experience being with somebody, right? And so there's a contrast, I think, between dating to fill a void, which is like the fear of being alone or boredom or seeking validation. Like there's a difference. And let me just say, this is not gender specific because men as well as women date for these same reasons of being the fear of being alone, the fear of or boredom or seeking validation. Men seek validation just as much as women. Like it's there's no gender lines on these things because we all do it just in different ways. And so being able to contrast that between wanting to date or wanting to just fill a void, right? Do I really just want to have somebody there to entertain me, on weekends when I'm not working? Or do I really care about the connection that I'm looking seeking to have with this person or whoever? And so I think when we are just deciphering between the desire and the void, it is important to do like a little inventory, like a little self-inventory, to really determine for yourself, am I really ready to start dating? Am I really ready to put myself out there? And this question right here is gonna get some people, and we can have a whole episode on it. The number one question I feel like everybody should ask themselves before starting to date, or even if you're determining whether you are re really ready to date, is do I enjoy my own company? Do you enjoy your own company? If you don't enjoy your own company, baby, I hate to break it to you, you might not be ready to date because a part of dating, a part of the dating process, oh my gosh, I stress this so much with my clients, is, and we've talked about it before, a part of being open to dating is you also have to be open to being hurt. You have to be open to some heartbreak. You have to be open to disappointment. You have to be open to having some connections that are failed, right? And sometimes that comes with like, you start talking to somebody and you're thinking it's a good thing. And, y'all might be hanging out here and there, going on dates, and they stop talking to you or something happens or what, whatever the case may be, it's still early on. And you find yourself in the meantime, between time when y'all not hanging out, when y'all not talking, kind of feeding off of what's happening within the relationship. And if you're not able to enjoy your own company and sit with yourself and just be alone, like if you really have a issue with being alone, I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't think that you're ready to date. There are not many, like, some people have these ideas that like if you don't have a certain amount of money, you shouldn't be dating, or if you don't have a house and a car, you shouldn't be dating, or if you don't have all your ish in a bag, put together, shaped up real nicely, then you shouldn't be dating. I have personally different views, but I do feel like the one thing that you should absolutely have before dating is the ability to enjoy your own company. Not saying that you don't enjoy hanging out with others or you don't value connection, but that you can just genuinely sit with yourself and be okay. And enjoy your own company. Like, even if it is boring, being able to find something to do that brings you joy, you should be able to enjoy your own company before dating. Point blank, period. I stand strongly behind that one. Are you clear about what it is that you want emotionally, spiritually, physically, in a partner, right? And this is talking about intentional dating. Being intentional about understanding what you want. That way you're not out here just free falling into the arms of any lover who will have you, but you're intentional about the people that you are inviting into your life. Because even though that person does not turn out to be the one, because I mean, in dating, you're gonna come across some people who are maybe fun for a good time, not a long time. Like, you have to be also just intentional about at least the people that are here for a good time, not a long time, meet some of these standards and these values that I have. And I'm also going to do another episode on values because I think really important to know your values, to know what it is that you want out of life, and that because it really does just like it's such a great tool in helping you to make proper decisions. But also, like in relationships, if you know you will value somebody who is a family person, like you, why are you dating somebody that don't talk to their family or don't care for their family or don't even care to create a family, right? And so, same thing. If you know you want to have kids, why are you talking to somebody who don't want to have no kids? It's just like you can't be serious about dating if you're not serious about dating people who fit into what it is that you know that you want, right? And so, and that's how we end up compromising our values. That's how we end up in relationships that you're not feeling satisfied and fulfilled in, is because you went into dating with no clear understanding of what it is that you want from a partner. And so, again, when you're doing that self-inventory, asking yourself, am I clear about what I want from my partner in all these aspects of my life that they are eventually going to be a part of if we do make it past, just the dating phase. Now, I feel like this last question, it goes back to what I was saying before about I don't believe that people should be need to be like 100% put together before dating, but also like just asking yourself, would I want to date me right now? And that doesn't have to mean like, well, I want to date me right now. Like, if I, if I don't got no money, or if I don't have a car, if I don't have a house, or like not stuff like that, or like, would somebody want to date me because I have three kids? Like, not stuff like that, but more so, would I want to date me right now in the sense of, do I feel like I can be with someone without compromising my values? Do I feel like I'm going to self-sabotage by getting into a relationship with somebody where, I'm not fully able to trust? And like, are there some things that maybe I still need to self-reflect on and work through before getting into a relationship with somebody? And so that's what I mean by that question of like, would I date me right now? Not necessarily like, do I have all these accolades, or what do I have, like, do I have kids, and somebody won't want to date me because I have kids? Like, no, I don't believe that type of stuff matters, because there's somebody out there for everybody. I don't even believe that you need to be 100% mentally, like, you don't have to be in the best space mentally, because I feel like that's a ableist idea that like you, because you have a mental illness, or because you have a something, like you, because you're depressed, that you don't deserve love or you don't deserve to date. I don't believe that, but I do believe that, again, if that is going to get in the way of you having a meaningful connection where it's reciprocal and where it's fulfilling to both you and that other person. Like, if that's it, if your depression or your mental illness is going to get in the way of that, then maybe like learning skills to be able to cope with that, or learning skills to be able to navigate that challenge when it arises, or if it arises. But that doesn't mean that you're, not open. So again, just that's the self-assessment is so necessary, I think, if you're considering like dating, you're wanting to get out there and date. Some signs that you may not be ready is you're still heavily triggered by that ex, okay? Or situationship. Like, you still got your ex on the brain. They living rent free. You can't even like go out and you can't text nobody else because you thinking about them. You expecting for them to be like your ex, or whatever. Your ex still trigger you. Like, everything they did triggers you. Everything somebody do to remind you of them triggers you. Like, yeah, that might be something you might want to work on before entering into a relationship. You know that when your ex texts you and say, come over, you gonna go? It might not be time, right? Because then you end up self-sabotaging this new relationship, whether it's a relationship or whether it's a situationship or whether you just getting out there and learning somebody else. You can't go into something else with anything that is going to harm them, because again, you have to be mindful that you are dating another person. If you are somebody who maybe confuses attention with affection, that's a big one, right? You know, just because somebody is showing you attention doesn't mean that they're showing you affection, and vice versa, right? So like you want to make sure that you are able to decipher between the two, because all attention is not good attention. All attention is not indicative of a healthy relationship. So being able to decipher between attention and affection. You lack clarity again about your emotional needs and boundaries. You don't have any boundaries in place. You don't even know how to set boundaries with yourself or with anybody else. You probably should not be dating, right? Because in any relationship, some boundaries are going to need to be set, right? You're going to need to be able to communicate that I don't like the way you did this, and I need this to be, I need to make sure that we have this understanding, right? And then also on, like I said, the flip side of that, having those boundaries with yourself and saying, I'm not gonna let nobody treat me any type of way, right? If I notice something while I'm dating, you know, within this dating process, I notice something that I don't like, I'm not gonna stick around, right? And so again, a big part of questioning whether you are really ready to date or not is understanding, like, am I able to set those boundaries? Like, if would I be able to walk away if somebody did something that I knew compromised my values? If you feel pressure to be chosen, like if you feel like you have to prove yourself to somebody else, or in order to be worthy of them dating you, you might not be ready. You might not. You might, but you also might not. So, you know, just these are just things, some signs, but you know, you can you'll know, like, you know, if it doesn't feel, you know, if you're seeking validation or you're seeking from, again, that relationship to fill a void, you may not be ready. That's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay. It just means you take some time and you get yourself ready. You know, like not being ready doesn't mean that you're broken. It doesn't mean you're unworthy. It doesn't mean that you are never gonna find your person, or you're never gonna experience love, or you're never gonna get back out there. Like, no matter how old you are, none of that matters, because you're still you know, you can work on all, like, all those things are things that can be worked on. All of those things are things that can be, I won't say fixed, because then that would indicate that you're broken. You're not broken. So all of those things are things that can be worked through, right? It just means you're still in the process. It just means that right now may not be the best time, but because I have done this inventory, because I have asked myself these questions, because I have kind of assessed where I am, I know that maybe I'm not ready. Some signs that you might be ready. You enjoy solitude, but you're open to connection, right? You can spend time with yourself and really enjoy taking care of yourself. You enjoy doing things by yourself, but you're still open to that connection, right? You're still open to meeting new people and putting yourself out there. You know, you're self-aware and you're actively growing. You're able to have some discernment in relationships and say, you know, whether something is, you know, you're able to recognize the red flags and set boundaries and have boundaries with yourself and maintain those boundaries, right? That's the second part of setting boundaries, is maintaining them and saying, like, okay, I set this boundary for myself. I ain't really about to let nobody come jump over that. Like, that's a sign that you may be ready. If you have a solid understanding of what you want, right? Your boundaries and your values, like, what I want. Like, I want my man to look like this, or I want my man to be generous, or I want my man to be compassionate, or I want him to have emotional intelligence. And so you set those, you have a clear understanding of what it is that you want, so that when you are dating and you are putting yourself out there, you're able to kind of filter through all the mess, because it's like, you want, you got it in your bio that you don't even want kids. Why would I even entertain you, right? So you have that clear understanding. Oh, this is a big one. You have to be willing to give love and not just receive it. Again, a relationship is a two-way street. You have to be willing to give love and not just receive it. You cannot go out looking for a relationship if it's all me. I want somebody who take care of me. I want somebody who's gonna spoil me. I want somebody who's gonna do this, and love me to the end. But you're not even willing to give them the same love, or their type of, like, you know, we talk about love language. You're not even willing to love them in their love language, but you want them to. No. You have to be willing to give love and not just receive it. And the biggest one, and I've had this conversation with many people as well, you have to know that your partnership is an addition and not a rescue. Okay, you need to be with someone, or you need to be in the space of me going out and dating is not to, again, fill a void, and it's not to rescue me, it's not to pull me out of a bad place, it's not to fulfill my all my needs. It's really only supposed to add to your life. The person that you are with, or you're dating, or whatever, is only supposed to add to your life, right? They shouldn't be taking nothing away, and they shouldn't be putting you at 100, right? You should already be, you should be in a space where they can only add to you, right? They don't need to feel anything. They don't need to rescue you. They just need to be an addition to your life. And so you know, that understanding is that is important, that they're not able to give you anything that you are not able to give yourself. And I'm kind of hesitating here in this portion of this topic, because, you know, again, it does get tricky. But I say this to say, like, you know, because I don't want anybody to think that, again, that they have to be 100% perfect to receive love. But, you know, it just, you just have to have the mindset of, like, this person can only add to my life. They can't make me a better person than who I am, or, you know, they can't make me anything that I'm not. Like, they can't rescue me. It can't be well, dang, like, I need somebody to pay my bills, you know. Like, I need somebody that's gonna put me on. I know she got connections, so, like, I'm gonna date her because she gonna put me on. Like, no, it needs to be an addition, in the way that if they here today, going tomorrow, there's nothing lost, right? They're not filling a void that their presence couldn't, you know, that their presence, either being there or not being there, where it would make a difference. And so, yeah, just wanted to clarify that. So you can do some reflection, right? You can ask yourself these questions when you're thinking about if you're ready to date, and kind of see where you are. Like, really question, what do I even want out of a partner, you know? And this, again, is about intentional dating. There's no shame in pausing dating, you know, even if you get out there because you thought you was ready and you realize maybe I wasn't. Like, there's no shame in saying, you know, I really wasn't as ready as I thought I was. You know, as long as, like I said, you communicate with the people that you're dating. But there's no shame in dating and returning to yourself, and working on just working through those things that maybe you didn't get to work through before you got out there. Like, there's no shame in that. So, I really want you to think on it. Like, am I really ready to get out there? Or am I just trying to, you know? And if you're just trying to fill a void, that's okay. But make sure that you operate your dating in that way, right? Make sure that you are intentional about communicating with the people that you're dating. I ain't really ready to do too much right now. You know, I'm just trying to have a little fun. I just need a little something on the weekend. And that's okay. But you want to make sure that you're open about that. You want to make sure that you're honest about that and that you're communicating that with the people that you are talking to, okay? Yeah, so that wraps up today's topic. Are you ready to date or are you just lonely? Think about it. If you have not already, go ahead and like this video, leave a comment, and subscribe to the channel so that you can get more of these videos. As always, I thank you so much for watching, so much for listening, if you're listening. Yeah, let's start unpacking these bags. Like, are we really ready to get out here and date? I don't know. Let's talk about it. Y'all have a great week, and I hope that you got something from this video. Talk to you next week. Bye.